The upper secondary schools ends with a matriculation examination, which gives general eligibility for all tertiary education. The matriculation examination is drawn up nationally, and there is a central autonomous body to check its individual tests according to uniform criteria. Students must take tests at least 4 subjects. One of them is obligatory for everybody, namely mother tongue, Finnish, Swedish, or Sami. The other tests cover the second national language, Swedish or Finnish, the first foreign language, mainly English, mathematics, and general studies. It is possible to take tests in optional languages in addition to the compulsory foreign language. Since 1982, instruction in upper secondary schools have been divided into courses, each consisting of 38 lessons. The school year is usually divided into 5 or 6 periods. A separate timetable is drawn up for each period, concentrated on certain subjects. Students' progress and the composition of teaching groups that depends on the students' own choice of courses. Consequently, year classes have been abolished in all upper secondary schools, which now function without fixed forms. Finnish upper secondary schools are part of classless society. No classes. The syllabus is planned for 3 years. It is possible to finish it in 2 years, maximum 4 years. Progress in studies is individual. By the way, People's Republic of China is nowadays very interesting about our upper secondary schools. During this spring, about 500 headmasters came to Finland, or they have in-service training how to do classless society. In Finland, vocational education and training system, as in other Nordic countries, is a school-based system. Finnish vocational institutions provide upper secondary vocational training in practical all occupational fields for students aged 16 to 19. Okay. Something about administration. The Ministry of Education is the high educational authority in Finland. The main tasks of the Ministry of Education are preparation of legislation, development and maintenance of strategy for educational policy, acquirement of resources and budget allocation on the education. The National Board of Education, we have 2 bodies at the top, Ministry of Education and National Board of Education. National Board of Education, in turn, is an expert body responsible for the development of educational objectives, contents, and methods. The board prepares and adapts the core curricula and is responsible for the evaluation of learning outcomes. The Ministry of Education is a policy-making body, and National Board of Education is responsible for the implementation of this policy. Finland is a unitary state without a federal arrangement like that of states of US or provinces in your country. Neither are there any self-governing regional units between the central and the local level. On the other hand, self-government serves very important functions at the local level. Finland is divided into 432 municipalities. The local government is responsible for the schools, hospitals, health centers, and social welfare. In addition to the obligatory and most costly operations and services, the municipalities provide a wide range of cultural services. They maintain libraries and museums. Several cities have permanent symphony orchestras and permanent theaters. Several cities also operate their public transportation system. Local decision-making power is vested in municipal councils, which are elected for four-year terms at the same time throughout the country. The primary sources of revenue are local income tax. Unfortunately, yes, they levy taxes. New legislation has loosened state regulation on the administration, finances, and activities of municipalities, while emphasizing the responsibility that the municipalities have for their own affairs. Almost all comprehensive schools are owned by municipalities, as I said. There are only very few private schools in Finland. About 1% of our pupils are in private schools. And then, core doctrine of Finnish educational model. Are you ready to continue? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. In the political life and politics in the Nordic welfare states, equality of opportunity and equality of results are emphasized simultaneously. The Finnish comprehensive school is not only a system, it is also mother of pedagogical philosophy and practice. An essential part of this philosophy is the principle of equality, on which Finnish education policy has been largely premised. Efforts have accordingly been made to provide all population groups and regions of the country with equal educational opportunities. The findings of PISA show that Finnish comprehensive schools has built key competencies which are both high quality and also high equality. One of the most interesting findings of PISA, therefore, is the one indicating that in Finland the gap between high and low performers is relatively narrow. It is most encouraging that high quality and high equality of educational outcomes can go together, so it is not either or, it can be both and. It has been important to guarantee geographical accessibility of education. Finland is, as I said, a sparsely populated country with 200,000 lakes, which means that the location of schools requires special attention. The aim is to provide education close to the pupils' homes. Nowadays, everybody has possibility to attain basic education from their homes. Journeys to schools must not become too difficult for pupils. The settlement structure is reason why Finnish schools are small in international terms. Only about 3% of basic schools have more than 500 pupils. Nowadays, there are no comprehensive schools of over 1,000 pupils. The dominance of small schools has been typical of Finland. The differences found between schools in Finland proved to be the smallest in among the OECD countries. In Finland, it is thus a little consequence indeed where students live and which school they attend. The opportunities to learn are virtually the same all over the country. Small between school variation is characteristics in all the countries in Northern Europe. This is due to the fact that these countries have non-selective education system where all students are provided with the same kind of comprehensive basic education till the age of 15, 16. The Finnish comprehensive school is for each child and hence has to adjust to the needs of each child. Instruction and pedagogy of Finnish schools have accordingly been structured so as it fit heterogeneous student groups. Every teacher has to take care of everybody. In schools, there are no hopeless children. Any teacher cannot exclude students and send them to other schools. In line with this principle, students' own interests and choices are likewise taken into account at schools when planning the curriculum and selecting contents, textbooks, learning strategies, methods, and assessment devices. All these calls for the flexible, school-based, and teacher-planned curriculum along the student-oriented instruction, counseling, and remedial teaching.